little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 206, and yep, it's gonna be a short news week for you guys here, and yeah, so, yeah, I know, right, Wayne, like, what, one, two, three, four news, but,
little things here,
but
there,
we do have a surprise for you guys today. Wayne and I just recently watched Doctor Strange, about what,
3 hours ago,
Yeah. So we're going to spoil that for you guys here tonight. And for all of us, for all the people that's watching on you now, we'll let you know, everybody on the listening to this podcast, we will let you know. But we're going to say that towards the end. So.
Or is it the beginning?
Shut up, Wayne. You're an idiot. Let's see. What do we got here, folks? What have we been playing this week? Well, for me, a whole lot of nothing. Because I've been busy with a lot of wedding stuff on my friend's wedding that we did this past, about 24 hours ago. So yeah, I haven't done anything, no gaming at all, just wedding prep, tux, wedding prep. Yeah, I know. Sorry, guys. Wayne, how about you, man?
Not a lot. A little bit of Destiny here and there. Mostly just jumping in, completing a few minor tasks, upgrading a few weapons here and there, you know, armor, that sort of thing. Not a lot, because I haven't really had a chance to do a lot this week. I will be planning on jumping back into Gears 4 soon.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Same here. Hopefully this pass. Well, it's going to be a long weekend, so we can do a lot of gaming. And that's about it for you, right, Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, for all those people that did participate in the Extra Life 24-hour gaming marathon, congratulations. I know my friend Gerardo and a couple of friends of his from the Nerd Work actually did a really good, amazing job. I wish I could be there, but I had my friend's wedding. So yeah, next year, hopefully we can collaborate with those guys and have a little fun. And those guys are serious gamers like myself and Wayne. Well, mostly myself. I don't know about Wayne, though. But
no, we're serious, but we're not over the top.
Yeah, I know. These guys are tournament players.
Yeah.
And just like us at 2000 Media, I actually do bring the news for you as well. And they're, you know, they're a little more heavy... heavy hitting, as in like more personnel, but so what? We still got us two over here. So, let's get on with the news lately, guys. So, what do we have here right now, Wayne?
Well, Halo 5 Guardians has a few more things up their sleeve coming soon. Basically, we've got the new maps are coming. There will be some improvements to the Halo 5 servers. So that the, you know, performance issues that have been kind of there will be improved a little bit. And I think that's really basically it. Let me double check.
Just fixing the bugs.
Fixing the bugs, adjusting the playlist, server issues, you know. Yeah, they're just taking all that stuff into consideration, just making improvements. They're not talking about any specific fixes, but they've got a lot of fixes planned, some new maps and stuff. So, definitely a lot coming back into it, so,
get on with it.
Yep.
Should be fun. Alright, so, next news, lady. Speaking about Gears of War 4, Wayne.
So, next week is the 10th anniversary of Gears of War. So, what does that mean for us gamers? Well, that means there'll be a 10 Years of Gears event, one part of which is DLC called the 10th Anniversary Gear Pack for Gears 4. We get a Gary Carmine for use in multiplayer, as well as weapons for his brothers, including Anthony Carmine's Longshot.
Hey, that'd be pretty cool.
Benjamin's Nasher and Clayton's Lancer. Also included, we get anniversary weapons and emblems. You can check out a
the actual DLC
teaser
trailer.
I'm sure you can find that on the Gears website.
Let's see what else they have on here. Other than the Carmine's, you also got 10 years of Gears Lancer, also the Hammerburst Gear Retro Lancer, Gear Markza Mark 1. Yeah. Also the Gears Enforcer, Gary Carmine's Emblem, 10 years of Gears Emblem, sorry guys. 5 bounties each themed with a Gears of War game. So.
And the only way to obtain this 10th Anniversary Gear Pack DLC is through gameplay. Each 200 credit pack comes with one 10 years of Gears customization item, one emblem or bounty, and a single random Gears card. And this will arrive on the 7th.
Ooh,
pretty sweet.
Awesome. November 7th, right?
Yeah.
So look at that. We are... anyway.
And Microsoft also announced two new playlists for Gears 4. One shot, one kill. You spawn with only a long shot. While the M-Bar sniper rifle can be found around the map, the second playlist is called Nashers Only, King of the Hill. All you need to know is in the name. There will be an update coming as well to make changes to the gear pack system in an effort to create a more consistent credit earning experience, as well as as more ways to build your collection of customization content as you play. So just be aware of that. Let's see. Yeah, so following the update, bounties will award significantly improved XP and credits, depending on the bounty, based on their difficulty, and have been rebalanced to offer achievable but challenging goals for each game mode. Pretty sweet.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And let's see, another news here. So pretty much after a delay, Dragon Quest VIII Remake for the 3DS gets a new release date. That's been announced by Nintendo. And pretty much they also have new features too as well. So Dragon Quest VIII Journey of the Cursed King was originally scheduled to come out in 2016 before delaying to 2017. So pretty much Nintendo has announced the release date, slating that the title will come out on January 20th, 2017. So we got a few more months. Yeah, not bad. It also says that the game will have a quick save feature, allowing the players to save and leave the game whenever they want. There's also a quote-unquote speed up feature that lets you cut your way through each encounter with much greater ease.
Haste.
Tired.
And he ate too much paste as a kid. No, I'm kidding.
You're an idiot.
Ha! Yeah, so interesting to see that finally coming around.
Yeah, I know. This also includes the... Sorry, guys. A new camera feature that lets players snap photos outside of battles and cutscenes and then customize them with things like, you know, stickers and filters, just like Snapchat and whatnot. So, hey guys, I'm not a big fan of Dragon Quest anyway, so I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, I know.
So how about this, Wayne? Speaking of the Xbox One S.
Yeah, new features. New update. Now out, adds two new Blu-ray features. So what does that mean? Basically, the update adds support for BD-R and BD-rewritable discs. These are write-only and rewritable disc formats, respectively. It's nice to have that ability so I can burn a disc and play it on there now. This is the second piece of news that Microsoft announced about the Xbox One's Blu-ray in a few weeks here. So previously, we heard that the Bitstream audio pass-through, including Dolby Atmos, will be available via the Blu-ray player in a future update.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of, any other updates on that, Wayne?
It's going to be it on that one, yeah.
Yeah, and it's typical, you know, you're going to have more 360 backwards compatibility. Wayne, I'm surprised that they didn't have any type of news for BlizzCon, so it's happening this weekend, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
There wasn't really much going on with BlizzCon. I mean, they did announce there's some new patches for World of Warcraft.
Typical.
You know, and they have a new charity character, but that's the only thing I've really seen so far.
Yep. So, yeah. So, let's get on with it, guys. So, for all the people that are watching right now, you now, and haven't seen Doctor Strange the movie yet, please put this on pause, mute, or just completely log out. Same way with you guys on listening to our podcast on our website. Just, feel free to stop or click back and whatnot. So, we won't spoil it for you, but if you've seen it, feel free to stay. And for all the people that, you know, that's gonna see it when you guys hear this podcast, feel free to come back and, start listening to it, you know, arguments and whatnot. So, let's get on with it. Phase 3, well, officially started. Well, it didn't really officially started with Doctor Strange, right? Phase 3 started with,
It kind of started with, didn't Phase 3... technically start with Ultron?
No.
It really picked up with Captain?
No, it ended with Captain.
Did it end with Captain? Okay.
Yeah. ended with a Civil War.
I can't keep track.
Yeah, and I can tell why. So, Phase 3 starts off with a bang. We got Dr. Stephen Strange, the one and only played by Benedict Cumberbatch, as maybe we'll call it Benedict Hugh Cumberbatch. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Mimi. Don't know why. Just stick with your Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth muscle-bound freaks. I kind of like my dudes that I hang out with, a little more smarter. Yeah, I know. But anywho, let's get on with the argument. Stephen Strange, there was a lot of Easter eggs. There was a lot of fun things to say about him. In the comic books, Wayne, you could agree to this, he was a total jerk.
Oh, yeah.
And it showed in the movie clearly. He was a total jerk. His arrogance speaks for himself. He's egotistic, self-centered. He just, you know, do everything his way because it works better. And, of course, you know, that shows in the very first part of the movie when there was a dude with a bullet lodged in the back of his head, and one doctor said that, oh, no, he's dead, you know, organ donor and whatnot. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Look what Stephen Strange did. Dr. Strange did. Saved a man's life. Awesome. But it all goes to hell and back when, well, he was in a car accident, and one Easter egg was in a... was very particularly, well, for all the Marvel Cinematic Universe goers, Wayne, what did the dude in the phone said? It was one gentleman with a what?
Exoskeleton-based injury of some sort. I can't recall the exact line.
Of the spinal. Somewhere around that, with the spinal. If you guys seen Civil War, you know who we're talking about, which is War Machine.
Yeah.
After he gets shot down accidentally by Vision and his beam, flying dead stick, going down on his back. And hopefully we get to see something like that. And the, we'll see. There's still some more Easter eggs on there and whatnot.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, there it is. We're reading news right now. War Machine and Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But there's also major Easter eggs, too, as well, as Doctor Strange was being, how can I say this, trained art of fighting. Not just sorcery, but art of fighting. Mordor said that these weapons are ancient. They will call upon you once you are ready, somewhere along that lines. But the staff he picked up, well, the stick that he picked up, was very intriguing to me. You know how MCU teases a lot of things. Strange's name was picked up back in, what do you call that? Winter Soldier. But now, it's going a little more farther to a different galaxy. Universal, may I mean. I mean, the stick he was carrying was called the Staff of the Living Tribunal. If you guys don't know who the Living Tribunal is, he is the right-hand man of the One Above All. He has, what, three faces? Wayne? I believe three faces. Living Tribunal.
I think so.
Yes, a fully cloaked mask, face. The third one is pretty much, you can see his mouth. And then the third final one, you can see all of its eye. Or all of its face, whoever that is. So yeah, there's a lot of Easter eggs going on. But the visual, I want to talk about the visual effects. Insanely awesome.
Oh,
this is Inception raised to...
This is like Inception within an exception.
No, this is Inception raised up to 11.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing.
It's not Inception, Inception, Inception. No, this is Inception raised to 11. Marvel took Inception's, city bending, and they just said, oh, you know, let's crank it up to 11. Boom, there it is. The opening scenes alone was amazing. It really got to me. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. I thank God I didn't watch it in 3D. So, Wayne, what's your input on this, man?
I saw it in IMAX 3D, to be honest with you. It was amazing. It really tripped.
I hope you didn't sit in the very front, man.
It was trippy at some points, but it was well done. Well, you felt engulfed into the film. Very... well done on the acting part. I think he pulled the part of Strange perfectly.
Yeah. Do you know who Stanley based Doctor Strange off of, right? The one, the only legendary Vincent Price. If you look at his early sketches, you will see the resemblance of Strange and Vincent Price. And the also he also gave Strange the same middle name as Vincent Price. So, yeah. Pretty cool. The cinematic photography was awesome. It's very colorful. Even the dark dimension was pretty damn colorful-ish. It was still dark, but it had that nice tone of delightfulness in a way. I don't know if I want to call it that delightful in a way. We actually saw one of... Actually, Doctor Strange's number one nemesis is Dormammu.
Mm-hmm.
We saw his face. It had that original feel to it. He had kind of like lines going down his face, kind of like wrinkles in a way. But they just showed his face, not the whole entire body. And, yeah, so can you stop reading that, Wayne? Can you just help me out here? I can't really just do this by myself.
You're doing good on it.
No, come on, dude. Some of your input.
No, I mean, it was incredibly well done. I mean, I definitely agree on that. The a lot of hints and you know, points to, you know, previous comic books that Strange was in. You know, everything from Steve Ditko's artwork, you know, was directly inspired to this. Even hints of Captain Marvel, you know, popping up in this. I mean, it's just amazing how well they blended everything into the universe. There is some speculation to be said about the timeline of when this is actually going on.
So it feels like it's after Civil War.
It feels like it, but yeah, it kind of seems a little bit off though too.
No, I mean, he's trying to find his. Well,
yeah, remember he's up there in the training for what appears to be years.
Yeah. So technically, see.
So whatever happened after the end of Civil War has kind of been happened.
No. Remember, he was training in Civil War, during the time of Civil War. After Civil War.
Yeah.
So technically...
Technically, that big battle at sea was a couple years after Civil War. Technically.
Yeah.
So...
Or maybe... It can't be a couple of years. Probably... He's probably trained there for a year, 2 years. And you got... Probably at the same time, Thor Ragnarok might have been happening-ish in a way.
Probably, because I think we're going to see some carryover here into Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason why we said carryover to Ragnarok, Thor made a very fun cameo towards the end of the typical post-credit scene. You guys have two of them. First after the main end credit, and then the secondary credit scene too as well. This one, you see Doctor Strange with actual gloves on now. And he was talking about, you know, Thor asking help to find his father, Odin. But he was very hesitant since, well, his quote-unquote, his kind, his people, well, destroyed almost half of New York City and almost the world, too, as well.
Yeah.
And about Loki, too. But the interaction got pretty funny when, in the beginning, Strange asked him, hey, do you like drinking tea? He says, no. He turned that, small little gauntlet or small little cup into a huge beer stein full of beer. He drinks it. The camera pans over back to Thor, and it's, you know, about a quarter way left.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, it just starts refilling itself back over again, and Thor had a huge grin in his face.
Yeah.
And he said he just wants to, you know, Thor said he just wants to find his father. That's it. If you help me out, I'll take Loki with me, and, you know, we'll come back. And of course, what Strange does is a happy Strange, and Clap will say, sure, let's go.
Yeah, there was even a good hint that we had Daniel Drummer, Dr. Voodoo, actually present around the Ancient One, too. So
Yes.
A lot going on there.
A lot of insane stuff going on over there.
It's hard to wrap your head around some of it. You know, it just kind of seems that way.
And, of course, typically the Eye of Agamotto. Contains the final gem of the Infinity Stone, which is the Time Gem, or the Time Stone, as seen by this movie. He teleports it back and forth. I mean, it's a great visual effect.
Yeah. It is kind
of
crazy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the hint of, what's his name? Mordor?
Yeah,
Mordor is...
Mordor,
whatever. He is, in my opinion, the next in line to be the next bad guy if they do a Doctor Strange 2 movie.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to do something. I mean, they introduce Dormammu. One of my favorite villains. His past is kind of hard to read about because you have to do like a certain amount of selects of comic books to read about his background. But that's all in different timely fashion will be news. But yeah, Doctor Strange, for me, I'd give it a... Oh, no, we forgot one thing.
Stan Lee's cameo.
Yeah, well, other than that... The Cloak of Flight? Or his...
The Cloak of Levitation.
The Cloak of Levitation, yeah, Cloak of Flight. That was straight out awesome. I mean, help them out when they need to. Yeah. And of course, after the hospital scene when the Ancient One dies, you know, he was crying and then he pointed his shoulders up with his...
Yeah, you had a really good sense of the of the old Disney style animation kind of bringing things to life kind of aspect to it. You know, kind of like they did with Aladdin and also things they've done with Mickey Mouse before making the Sorcerer's Stone, I believe, actually.
Which one?
Mickey's the one, the Sorcerer's Stone or whatever with Mickey Mouse?
Sword and Stone?
Sword and Stone, whatever it was, yeah. Whichever one where he was in the castle with everything, they started, you know, going crazy. Fantasia and all that.
Yeah, his cloak wiped the tears from both his eyes. At the same time, he had a little comedic form and said, "Stop."
There was a lot of good laughs in this film. There really was. They did a good job blending the humor.
Yes, I know. To me, it felt a little bit rushed, but hey, you know what? A good, fun origin story for him.
It's really hard to do Doctor Strange proper to begin with. I've only seen it done, you know, a good storyline done in an animation once, but this took it to a next level. So, I think it was well done.
Especially when you talk about, you know, you ever heard of Beyonce? And then the, And then the librarian. What's his name?
I can't think of enough.
Same here. But yeah, you know, he was...
But he just wouldn't laugh.
Yeah, no, the thing that had me pretty funny was when he was in the library reading, he had headphones on listening to Beyonce, and then out of nowhere you see a little teleport hand reaching out and then grabbing a book. He turns around and goes, "Oh, nothing." Then the other way around, it, you know, teleport, you know, several holes, and then you have hands of Strange pulling out another book, and then he's like, "What the hell's going on?" And then a third portal opens up, grabs his book, takes it away, and then he just turns around, freaks out, pulls the earbuds out of his head, and he just like, "We're Strange!"
Well, that whole scene starts because Strange makes a joke in reference to Beyonce to Wong.
Yeah.
So, and that's the name, Wong.
Wong, okay.
So he's listening to Beyonce because Strange made that reference to him and he wants to know what that reference is.
Made me laugh. I mean,
it's going to be good.
Kevin Feige always has his hand on some good laughter.
Yeah.
And which is good, too, by the way. So.
We saw a trailer for Guardians 2.
Oh, that came out like 2 weeks ago.
I know, but it's good to see that on the full screen in IMAX. You know, just looked good.
What else did they have on there?
Man.
Of course, Wonder Woman. In my only opinion, that Wonder Woman is the only saving grace of that franchise.
I hope it is. I hope it's not another one of these. Great trailer for a movie.
Well, Zack Snyder's not directing it.
Oh, no?
No. So, it should be good.
We'll see.
Because he's only directing Justice League and Batman v Superman. But you hear what's going on with Flash, right?
Oh, I know.
Oh, man, that thing's a total cluster mess.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
The TV show is great. The movie doesn't...
The movie's a spirit.
They can't even get it off the ground. I mean, it's just... Ugh. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's pretty crazy. So yeah, that's.
That's that.
Yeah, no. For me, Doctor Strange out of 5 stars, I give it 4.5. Actually, I'm ranking this as my top 5 MCU movie.
There you go.
Yeah, number 5.
It's up there.
Number 5, Iron Man 3. That was a lot of fun humor. Number 4 is Doctor Strange. Number 3 is Avengers, the first one. Number 2 is Guardians of the Galaxy, and number 1 will always be Civil War.
There you go.
That's me. That's my opinion. I'm sticking by it. So.
That sounds good to me.
Yep. So, yeah.
And if you guys want to catch up on Doctor Strange, a lot of his books are on sale on Comicsology.
Really?
Yeah, some of the volumes for like $1, $2 or something like that. Or $3. Somewhere around that range. I forget exactly. But a lot of them are on sale. Some of the individual titles for like 99 cents. So, pretty cool stuff.
That's about it for us this week, guys. I mean, it's everything was short, and yeah, that's about it for us. So guys, just make sure to check up on our Facebook page, like us, share us, and leave a comment. We always love to say, you know, hi and whatnot, or say hello to our fans. We also have our main page, twoshotsofgeek.com. Just make sure to check up on us for updates, cosplay stuff, photos, this podcast, and let's see, the last one is also on Instagram and Twitter page too as well.
Absolutely.
Same name, Two Shots of Geek. So guys, again, this is twoshotsofgeek.com, and we are here bringing the feature 8 bits at a time. Let's go. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.